flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chidevalokash chidevabhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Shanti. Time and again, this heart relishes thy solitude. O Abu, thy Sakhi referrous melody bewitches me. At times I find myself lost in the divine ambient of Gurukul. At other times, the silent Anadra point reminds me of the vastness of thy glory. Hours I have spent strolling the polo ground amidst the opening phases of lockdown. Umpteen perambulation of Nakhi often took my spirits away from this ephemeral world. The pin drop silence and sibilance of peace bark assured me in the realms of silence. The refreshing Amrit Vela at the zenith of Guru Shikhar left me bodiless more often than not, and the depth of Gaumukh sank me into mine own limitless depth of soul. The terrace of GHRC, the garden in front, the Amrit Vela and the evening meditations in OPDs all took me away from the world of lecturing and classes. The sunset point, the sun gazing from Toad Rock, the barefoot walk in the unnamed and the various grounds of thy land. O Abu, thy every nook and corner fills me with an unearthly bliss. The Gandhi Vatika, the Vivekananda Udyan, the funeral premises, the silence of Brijkoti, the unknown gardens, the untrodden rocks, the bottomless valleys, the distant farms, the unvisited temples, and many more wonders of thine have time after time trapped my soul and heart, all merging me with the depth of my being. Thy clean and fresh air is my repast. The living and the purest prana is my divine nourishment. The solar energy from the sun, my divine food. The fresh water cleanses me. The mother earth palms my feet. And thy unlimited sky shields me from all the maladies of this world. O Abu, you steal me away from the worldly consciousness. Every moment is divine here, every breath magical, The alchemy of thy love flows through me. The divinity enchants me. I have fallen in love with you. O dear Mount Abu, the land of my father's descent, I love you with all my heart and soul and passion, just as I love my heavenly father. The spark of Madhuvan is, as it were, felt at all places of Abu, as if a spiritual echo reverberating and resounding eternally in this Abu, the land of Abba. 7th, 2nd July 2020. This land is a magical land. This land with a great spiritual past will become the lighthouse for the world one day. This land, the land which is called the greatest pilgrimage, will become the lighthouse of the world. The rays of revelation will spread from this land. The land of God. So we are entering into a new series from today. We finished with all the Murlis of 1982. And this is the first Murli, 3rd of January 1983. On 18th January, Om Shanti Bhavan was inaugurated. On 7th of February 1983, there was a first World Congress in Om Shanti Bhavan, which is about to take place. So Baba is preparing children for that Congress, for that conference. And this Murli is spoken in front of foreigners. The far have become near and the near have become far. Those who are near, they are far. And those who are far have become near. The distant relatives are always respected more than your next door. The mango tree in the courtyard appears more delicious to those who come from far distance than those who are staying there. Proximity sometimes kills. Familiarity sometimes breeds contempt. Those who live near the waters of Ganges, they don't find it so important. But yes, those who come from distant places, they find it more appealing and of great significance. So Baba said to foreigners that they are living far, but they have come near. And those who are living here, they are far. In spite of taking birth in farthest lands, they have realized the Father, they have understood the Father. So this is a great moment. What have you given up? And what have you got? That is a reflection exercise from today's Murli. Baba said, you are very clever businessman. Smart trade. You swapped ordinariness for the extraordinary. You gave up the junk and got the gold. So churn this point. What have you given up? What have you renounced? And what have you attained? What have you thrown away? The waste, the negative, the worthless, the unhealthy food, and what have you got? Health. So this is the reflection exercise from today's Murli. This is one chart where there are 7 points. What have you left behind? Think of that. The second question is, what have you gained? The third is experience of this sacrifice. The fourth, experience of this attainment. And then the comparative analysis. And what sense of fulfillment you have and the key lessons learned. So this is a reflection exercise of 7 points. Whenever you get time, sit down in silence and think. What I have renounced and what fortune I have got, or what I need to renounce, why I am still carrying the grudges, the dislikes, the hatred in my heart. After the resolutions made for the new year, within a week's time, the person gives up diet plans, gym plans, and alarm clocks without a second thought. Is it not possible to give up the internal grudges, the internal conditionings, the flaws, the defects, the imperfections, the greed? The desire for petty pleasures of this world. The sense gratification that is just giving you a titillating, a tickling sensation of pleasure and is gone the next moment. So evanescent, transient. So what I have given up, what I have got. If you have given up morning sleep, you got a divine union with God at Amrit Vela. If you have given up eating outside, you have got pure food. If you have given up going to parties, you have saved your monies. If you have given up being a chatty guest whom everybody wants to say goodbye, you have become a silent influencer. If you have stopped running, is it not that you have time to breathe, to pause? By your running, even a Ferrari needs to pause to refill. If you have given up the ego of knowing everything, is it not good that you have become a student who is willing to learn all the time? If you have given up speaking, is it not good that you now love to listen Life is like Murli. You can understand it only when you sit in silence and listen to it. Reflect on it. Churn it. So, this is a column. What have you left behind? What have you gained? Definitely what is given up is insignificant. The waste, the weed. What have you gained? How do you feel? If you give up something, do you feel you are at a loss? Or you feel that you have missed something important? What is the experience of this attainment, the spiritual insights that you have got, the virtues that you are experiencing? The more you climb the spiritual ladder, new realizations and new experiences come to you on their own accord. Compare. This comparative analysis is important. If you want to remain on this journey, if you want to stay on the path, and if you want the spiritual journey to become sustainable, you have to keep comparing what I was before and what I am now, what I was in the previous year and what I am now, what I was before coming to Baba and what I am now, what I was before I was not serious in reading Murli, in studying Murli, and what is my stage now? When I am serious, when I am studying Murli every day, when I am giving exams and doing homeworks, what is the stage now? What was the stage before? Compare, contrast, analyze, self-auditing, karma auditing, thought auditing, speech auditing, time auditing. So this comparative analysis is important. And then write about the sense of fulfillment. If you feel that after giving up something you have sense of fulfillment, that giving up something could be also some object or some relationship. A wasteful relationship which is not serving the purpose. A relationship which causes only disturbance. A relationship which has been established between two incompatible persons. One is moving towards spiritual life, another is moving towards worldly life. In the spiritual life also, one is moving by leaps and bounds, and another is just a caterpillar. Few days back, Baba talked about two types of clouds, active clouds and lazy clouds. Company colors. The higher you go in the spiritual path, your boyfriends and girlfriends will change. You cannot remain friends with the same old stuff. So this is called reflection exercise. Sitting still, comparing, contrasting, understanding, reflecting, meditating, coming to some conclusion, what to do and what not to do. If the relationship is appearing wasteful, is it good to put a full stop or to keep on dragging it with that lingering dissatisfaction, with that long drawn out sense of emptiness? So this is the first exercise from today's Murli. The second is, Baba has used these three words for Mount Abu. This Abu will become the lighthouse of the world. This Abu will become Mahatirth. The father, Abba's home. Father's home. The rays will spread from this place. It will become the epicenter of spirituality, the hub of meditation. Streams of different rivers would ultimately merge in this great ocean of spirituality. So you can draw a diagram of this. And the third part of the Murli is, souls are thirsty, souls are unhappy, souls are waiting, souls are in distress. The unhappiness, the distress, the despondency, the burden, the anguish, the pain, the suffering, the misery, the trauma. They are heavy. They are crying, invoking the deities, the great souls, the Mahaviras. They want them to come. They are calling, come and take us. That was the state of the world in 1983. The situation has moved from bad to worse, and from worse to worst. There is a stark materialism and the sense pleasure. They make you all the more frustrated. The cat dress for name, position, gives you nothing but frustration. The cutthroat competitions . This cat race for name, fame and glory, it makes you distressed all the time. Keeps you in the state of anguish. You have to sit down and take a decision what I have to do. What is attainment for the world is unattainment for a spiritual person. What is attainment for a spiritual person looks like an unworthy thing for a worldly person. Now you have to decide which way I have to go, this path or this path. World Awareness Project. How can we bring the souls under one umbrella? How can we bring peace and love? How can we show them the true path? Out there in the spiritual market also, so many Babas and so many Gurus and spiritual products are sold in the spiritual markets. Utter confusion and chaos. How can we bring them back to what they are? That's a great project. We need to think, churn, plan, and enact. And the third thing about double foreigners, Baba said, they are very good. They have intense speed if they do decide to do something. But then, if suddenly some obstacle come, they become worried. Afraid. Obstacle is like a gym trainer. He loves to put extra weight to your bar, which you don't like. But then you come out strong. He wants you to do perform more. When you are extremely tired, dead tired, and you want to sleep, and you are flat on the floor, he says one more. So obstacle puts 5 kg more. When you can't even lift an inch, so learn. So this is today's Murli. Om Shanti.